Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome.
We are your hosts, Niza,
Frosty,
and Amber.
What?
Hi,
Amber.
Guys.
Niza, what happened to Anna?
We'll get into that later. This is Amber from Fighting Radio.
Hi, guys. I'm Amber from Fighting Radio.
It's going to be okay, Frosty. It's going to be okay.
Is it?
I'm better than Anna.
Oh!
Whoa, Shots fired. It's okay. We shade everybody. It's the horror way.
It's the horror way. We're salty. We're just a little salty.
We're very salty.
Yeah, so this is Amber from Whiting Radio. Her show is on YouTube. Amber, go ahead and give our listeners a little bit of information on your show.
Yes. Hi, again. My name is Amber from Whiting Radio. You guys can check me out on YouTube. It's HWAITING. And I just talk to K-pop fans around the world. And yeah, pretty much like what we're doing right now with the Hara Club. So check it out if you guys want.
Yeah, it's super fun. I've been on Amber's show.
Yeah, I know you've been on Amber's show. When does Frosty get to join?
Whenever
Don't be
you
jelly.
Want.
Don't be jelly.
All right, well, I have nothing going on, so.
You know, besides other things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Well, yeah. Let's go. Let's move forward. Okay, so.
One, two, three. Yeah! Move up. Move it. Move up. Move it. Move up. Move it. Move up.
Well, she sneaks about the world. Yeah, to Carolina. She's a sticky finger culture. From Berlin down to Belize. Move it. Take you for a ride.
Where in the world is little Anna?
That's what I want to know. Wait a minute. Did Amber kill her?
Well, welcome to, you know, first off, welcome to episode 23.
Yeah, welcome, episode 23.
Woo!
Oh,
we're
going
to title.
This one, Where's Anna?
Yeah, no, I'm going to title, Where in the World is Anna?
Okay.
Well, let's just let everybody know that Anna's not dead.
Maybe.
She's just dying.
Maybe. Oh my god, the murderer.
She's that just murderer. Dying. She has a bronchitis, so she's not able to really speak. But hopefully she'll be, or is in recovery mode. I guess she went to the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's that time. It's that time of year when, you know, everyone's
Everybody's
sharing.
Everybody's dying.
This. Yeah, exactly. Everyone's sharing that Christmas flu.
Better than sharing herpes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You have herpes. It's the most pus-filled time of the year.
That's disgusting.
There's probably spots that are showing, and everyone's going, dear God, I hope that's a mole.
What's this fucking rash?
Why does it burn when I pee?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. This is the first... Okay,
I'm a
then
three, and she was a seven. What?
That was beautiful.
Mm. It was perfect. This is our first Skype podcast, like, just purely on Skype, because Frosty is actually on the other side of town right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm over in Gresham.
Gresham?
Gresham.
Don't go to Gresham, kids. That's where the light
That's
doesn't touch.
Live.
Yeah.
I'm at the side. I'm in the elephant graveyard of Portland.
Yeah, exactly. Everything the light touches is Portland. Except for that, you see that dark spot? That's Gresham. Don't go to Gresham.
That's where I live.
She walks in the darkness.
I walk on the wild side.
Okay, let's get into our shout-outs. So the shout-outs we want to go ahead and give this week is to Super Pee Pee Time Podcast. Still super hilarious. Listen to the recent episode. Still a good time. I'm also excited to announce that Super Pee Pee Time has sent in their collaboration for our holiday special. And we're excited to go ahead and play that on our very merry horror Christmas. Check that out. Via VHS, we want to definitely go ahead and give a shout out to the guys there, especially Wesley, who's becoming a married man.
Woo! So, married!
Wesley, you don't know what you're signed up for.
He got that wife pussy. He got that wife pussy. He got that wife pussy on lock.
Lock it. Lock it. Anyway, hashtag Blackout Podcast. So, Jared and Jay, definitely want to give them a shout out. Kita and Jay. So, I guess you guys would have known Jay from Jay Movie Talk podcast.
Yeah.
He's also in a show with his co-host Kita, and their discussion podcast. They cover just like us, different stuff. Lex Factor.
Now, last time, cosplayers.
Yes, last time we actually communicated with Lex Factor. He was talking about doing a discussion of 90s anime and possibly having one of us on there. I am just not an expert on the years that anime came out. I just know I watch it and I love it, so I won't even pay attention to that.
I'm probably watching the more newer ones now. I'm watching Blue Exorcist right now because I finished Seven Deadly Sins.
How about you, Amber? You ever into anime?
I love anime, and Blue Exorcist is really good, but I didn't finish it, so.
No, oh.
That's probably something I need to watch.
I'm on the first couple episodes. I think I'm on episode 5.
Yeah,
you're going to love it.
The episode number I'm on, Boys Before Flowers, too.
Ah, Boys Over Flowers. That perm, though. Limonho.
Oh, my
perm.
God. Yeah, no, that perm, though. I think it was hilarious, though, in that one ep when he took the perm out.
Oh, Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that later, because we still got more shout-outs to give.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's not get distracted with Limonho's fabulous perm.
His curls.
Okay, so the next shout-outs for giving us the Cox News podcast. Jason did play the Horror Club Shuffle on his show. Unfortunately, there was no K-pop, so he didn't get the memo.
Then it ain't no horror shuffle. It ain't a horror shuffle without the K-pop. That's what makes it a horror shuffle.
Very true. So Jason, you gotta pick one of the songs that we played on the show and let us know which one you actually like to make up for this.
Really?
Next one is gonna be to our girls at the Cutaways podcast. Thank you for giving us a shout out.
Whoop whoop!
Yeah.
Fellow ladies.
Yeah, fellow ladies. And I think their senpai is Pietro as well, I think. I think they have the same senpai.
No.
Yes, they do.
No. Peter is my senpai.
Pietro? You mean Pietro?
Peter.
Yeah.
He gets his name back.
Yeah. Anyway, so update on our holiday special. If you would like to collab with us and send in a comedy skit or maybe a song parody, everything should be due or sent in before the 23rd. You know, I've helped a couple, figure out ideas. Go ahead and, definitely send us a tweet or send us a message, DM us. You find us through our normal
channels.
Facebook. My God, I almost said MySpace. What the fuck? But Facebook,
MySpace.
Twitter.
You're in that 90s era again. You think in the MySpace.
I know exactly. Twitter. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, even Snapchat. Just don't send any dick pics,
Oh my God, that one guy?
You know. Them dick pics.
He did not have anything to show.
Yes, we've been getting dick pics on Snapchat, if you guys haven't heard about that. I almost want to say maybe that's a listener and he just knew you were on there, Frosty. Maybe he knew you had a collection of dick pics on your phone. And
I don't have a collection of dick pics on my phone. I have one dick on my phone.
Just wanted to show some rub,
Well, that rub is not enough for me.
that rub? That's a tiny bit of rub, and I need a lot.
More than that.
Another thing we want to go ahead and shout out to is Muses Girls from YouTube. They now have another episode of Mafia.
That we were in.
Yes. I think they titled that one, I'm Writing a Letter, because of Davina. I'm Writing a Letter.
I'm Writing a Letter.
But yeah, so those are our shout outs. Did I forget anyone, Frosty?
I think you got them all.
Okay.
Catch them all, Pokemon.
Yeah, I gotta catch them all. Pokemon. What are you eating? Are you eating something?
No.
I hear crinkling.
Not
is
me.
That I was like, is that you, Amber?
Nope. I was unwrapping something.
Uh-huh, you were yeah, it sounds like you got a mouthful of something. I don't, yeah. It sounds like you got something in your mouth there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Roxy's a little busy. Amber.
A little busy.
Amber, you got any shout-outs you'd like to give?
K-pop. Go K-pop.
She's like, go K-pop.
K-pop.
Shout-out to K-pop. You know what time it is?
It's K-pop time. Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, bing. She's like, bing, bing.
Amber's like, am I supposed to bing right now? I
don't know how you're fine.
I don't know
fine,
how this works.
You're fine,
Amber.
It seems fun. You're fine.
Oh, my God. So much fun binging. Binging all night long. All night.
This week with our K-pop time, we have a gem of the week, and we actually had Amber choose gem of the week, and she has chosen
Suho from EXO.
Yay!
He used to be my bias until Chanyeol stole my heart. Well, he used to be my bias, but you guys said my ultimate bias, it was on the other week or something.
Yeah. She's so much like Anna. Yeah, she's so much like Anna. It's almost like we have a better version of Anna here.
Really? Ooh, I'm better than Anna.
So salty.
That mean. Well, Anna's never coming back. Oh my God, Anna's been replaced? What? Oh my. When did this
With
happen?
Amber!
Wait, does she like Taeyang?
Yeah, she loves V. That's her bias.
Oh, no, anyway, she can go. No.
Wait, is V her ultimate bias or is it? No. Her ultimate bias is Mark.
I thought her ultimate bias was Kim Hong Joon.
No, I don't count that. That is not her ultimate bias. Her ultimate bias is Mark.
Because Kim Hong Joon don't exist anymore to you, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Kim Hong Joon doesn't exist. I don't know. I don't even know who that is. Who is that? Moving on.
I think he was on a TV show.
Kim Joon?
Yeah, exactly. So Suho, who is our bias of the week. So the reason why Amber has chosen Suho is because she loves that he is very caring.
Mm-hmm.
Likes how awkward he is.
Very awkward.
Looks honestly.
Yeah, pretty much.
You mean he has this honest look about him?
No. I mean, I just like his looks.
Oh, his looks, honestly. Okay.
He just likes his looks, honestly.
Yeah, his looks, honestly. And he's a strong leader. You know what I like about him? His eyebrows.
His eyebrows.
I like his lips.
His eyebrows are just like fabulous. Like
they're
really
pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
he's got a
manliness about him.
I don't know. I think he still looks like a little boy.
Really? You think he looks like a little boy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He kind of reminds me of
Ajashi?
No, it's not like that, but he's reminding me, he reminds me of someone, I just can't remember now. I think his eyebrows look like Tycoon from 2PM.
A little, yeah, I can see
okay,
it.
Okay, that's it. I was like, I don't know if I should point that out, but that's why. He's got them serious eyebrows.
I was watching a video today, since you mentioned Tycoon, and since it's my job to be gross. I don't know when this happened, but did you guys know that some crazy fan sent Tycoon a letter written in her period blood?
Oh, yeah, we've known that. That was a Saesang for sure, like craziness.
Crazy. Yeah. I was watching a video, and it mentioned that on there. And I'm just like, oh my God, girls, calm the shit down.
I mean, like, what drives you to be like, I'm going to write a letter to my bias? Using my period blood. what
was he supposed to do? Lick the paper and go, yes.
Ew.
I don't know what goes on with these girls' minds. Like, what?
I just wanted to taste rusty coins right now. Yes.
But, and to even admit that it was written in period blood.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what she wrote, right? She said something like, I love you. By the way, this is written in my blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My menstrual blood. My menstrual blood. You think she's just like, oh man, I don't even want to go into it.
I just don't know what the logic is in that.
I don't either. I don't know.
Like
either.
I obsess, but I think I obsess logically. Like in the comfort of my own home.
Oh man, I don't know. Some people are crazy though. Some people. Okay. So let's get into our K-pop music. Today we're going to have three. So first one we're going to go ahead and review is Zico's Bermuda Triangle featuring Crush and Dean. Now, we've actually not listened or seen this video, and I've really been avoiding everything that has to do with the words Bermuda Triangle just to avoid this video and song so we can review it, honestly.
Oh, and guys, I already seen this, so it's going to be a surprise to them. Not me.
Exactly. Amber's already seen this one. But the next two videos we will be reviewing, Amber has not.
You guys are not going to live through this.
Oh my gosh, I am. Just you saying that scares me. I'm scared now.
It's good though.
Do I need a heart attack? So make it Rolex season boring. Kill got it though, babe. We know then. No, did I bogan? He gon' bum. To let him get him a zone. Fans, season hill. Stop that shit, Michael. 지고 한 것만 봤던 idiots. What we do? 폭냈다 하면 boom. 불과 몇 년 후 자연스레 장악한 미디어. 뭉치면 닥치고 있어도 컨텐션. 뭔 일이 난 거야 92년 너에는. 역시나 과시는 부담 없는 소재. 얘들아 빡치면 인터넷 접속해. Anybody, anybody. 오브제 역할이 왜 넌 밤 메인 자리. 세대를 뒤바꿔 대세가 되어 디장 내 희망이 된 세월간이 나파기 하루 동서는 무대 위 또는 작업실 life of 5천만 분의 1 하쿠나 마타타 나 get your part of that get money get famous yeah it's our times
you know I get it.
Oh man,
I get it.
That was a good one. I liked it.
That was good.
There was too much hotness going on in that video. Oh. That's It's going to have much. To be a rewatch.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna have, yeah. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. That's a rewatch later.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good collab, though. Zico, Crush, and Dean. That's a dynamic trio there. Good job.
They're a lot more serious than Bass Stars, you know, if we're comparing Zico's song to Bass Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that one looked more fun and poppy, like they were trying to get the teenagers. And then this one, Zico's trying to get the Nunas.
Well, you got us.
You got us. The Nunas are here.
How about you, Amber? What do you enjoy about this video?
This is like a dream collab. Like, Crush, Dean, and Zico? Like, that's amazing.
Yeah that's I was telling Frosty, like, they're throwing too much manly at us.
I know, and I'm too much living. Man. I'm living for Dean's ponytail, but I love it.
You just live for his ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
His moni. Is she all about that moni?
That moni life.
It looks good.
Okay, so the next video we're going to be watching is Pentagon. Pentagon's "Can You Feel It." So this is a music video that Amber hasn't seen, so she'll be able to comment.
I have a pen. I have a song.
Oh no.
Pentagon.
Can you feel it, Rossi?
Is it in yet?
What's in what?
What?
Pentagon's in, Amber. Pentagon.
Oh, yeah, it's in.
Oh, Yeah, I can feel it.
That wasn't bad.
Pentagon. Amber, have you actually watched other Pentagon songs or music videos?
I think I have, and then I wasn't interested, so I moved on.
Oh, okay.
Like a gorilla didn't get
you. Like a gorilla didn't get you?
It didn't, but I like this song. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. This one, this was good. I mean, I'm liking that Pentagon is sticking with the same kind of style. This is their second mini album. So this is the first one that they busted out from their second mini album. So
I'm liking it. It still has the same rhythm as Gorilla, not like Monster X, who immediately changed their sound right after they came out, and then it's like, huh?
What happened to Monster? Yeah, exactly. So I'm liking.
Were hard, and then what happened?
I'm liking the fact that they're staying consistent with.
Yeah, they have a Pentagon sound.
Yeah,
and we're exactly. Hearing it again. Because right now that's all they have, because they ain't man enough for us yet.
They ain't man.
I mean, they got them two deep voices in there, but that ain't enough to tempt me.
that ain't enough to tempt you, lover of Macnaise. The lover Macnaise, that's not enough to tempt
me. I know.
Yeah,
it is not enough to tempt me. I will not be tempted. 3 weeks later, they released another video.
You're like, okay.
Guys, my number one.
I love Pentagon. I love Pentagon.
I have a pen. I have a gun. Pentagon.
Oh, man. Okay. So let's go ahead and review our next video, which is actually from 24K, titled Bingo. Loving the B-I-N-G-O thing.
Well, Bingo is very big with the Asians.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if I'm liking that B-I-N-G-O. Like, it just reminds me too much of, you know. And well, Bingo, what's his name?
That's because that's an American thing.
B-I-N-G-O.
But, you know, them Asians love to go, Bingo!
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That's why they're doing it.
Well, that definitely wasn't, like, my favorite out of the three. I think my favorite out of the three is, you know, of course, Bermuda Triangle, so.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Yes. Bermuda Triangle, then Pentagon, and then this 24K stuff.
Yeah. I feel like that we played them in the order that we liked them.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Unfortunately, yeah, exactly. It should have been reversed, though.
I know, that's just...
Play it again, but if we could redo this, I would have...
Build it up.
Nico.
But that's the flaw of our layout, because we don't know what we're walking into. We're going into these videos blind. We don't know how
that's
they're going to actually turn out.
That's how we do
out.
It.
Yeah. We like being surprised.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Anyway, let's get into K-pop news. Now, the first subject that I've actually wanted to bring up with you guys was the singer-artist Baekhyun, who revealed how extreme she gets to maintain her body. She's actually revealed how she allows herself to eat each day. Now, she's actually said, I am only allowed to eat what I want to once a week. The other 6 days, I only eat lunch because I skip breakfast and dinner. And she also said, I don't eat breakfast because I'm usually not awake. Now, when asked if she would continue living like this, she replied, I'm still alive, so I'll keep doing it. I won't be able to continue like this in the future. Someone had asked her, what about the side effects? And she had replied, I haven't experienced the yo-yo effect yet. Even when I gain a bit of weight, I can just starve for a day and I'll lose it all again.
Oh my God.
So now she says that she's dieting like this because she actually really hates exercising. She stated, I get tired from exercise and then I can't do anything for the rest of the day. Well, that's because you don't have enough calories in your body, lady.
True.
Now, she's like 5'4", so she's, Amber, I don't know, we've talked about my height, I'm 5'5", so she's pretty much probably like an inch or two shorter than me, and she's weighing in at 95 pounds.
90 what?
95 pounds.
Oh my gosh. So, I'm 5'0", and I weigh 104, so...
Yeah. Yeah, but you're 5'0". You're short though.
So that's true.
That's actually pretty normal. But in America, a healthy 5'5" woman should be about like 145 to 160, and that's just like what we view as what we status as healthy. Now there's different body types. So I know I have dropped all the way to 140 pounds, and when I did. Everyone said that I was anorexic looking, like my collarbone was sticking out. I looked fragile. I can't imagine being 95 pounds. Like, that's just extreme. I feel like the way she I don't usually give
comments on girls' weight, but
yeah, exactly. But this case, like, stupid. I kind of wish she wouldn't have said something because now. We all know that in America, weight is an issue, but we're trying to slowly get out of that. In Korea, though, I just can't imagine how girls that weigh, like us, who are sitting there, she's, 5'4" and 95 pounds. I weigh more than that. I'm the same size as her. Maybe I should do this, too. Like this just doesn't give a good idol image
it's not a good role model.
Yeah, a good role model.
For my body, she's not giving me a very positive body image.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I was just like, I was really disappointed in that. And I wish that we didn't have to see that in the K-pop world. But
well,
it happens.
I mean, that's how their society is. They all want their girls to be thin and, ethereal. Like, I mean, I love Sandara from 21, but she kind of is a little too skinny for me sometimes, but I love her. I love her voice and I love, like her outfits and her dance moves and stuff. But yeah, I mean, like, don't you remember that time where we were talking about how, how she was dancing and how she looked like she could blow away.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's unfortunately
last episode,
how,
we made that comment.
How all these, how most of these K-pop girls are, they look like they're going to blow away.
Mm-hmm. Now, like another artist that gets a lot of Nancy's commenting about her weight is Ailee. She's kind of going through this yo-yo effect. Like, she lost a lot of weight. And now it seems like she's going back to a healthy weight again. So, it's interesting to see. Like, it's kind of sad, though. I wish that Ailee would just do what she wants to do. Her voice is beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I always laugh every time I see... Every time I watch those variety shows where they give them food, because they scarf it up, and my mom and I were sitting down and we were watching it because I got my mom into GOT7.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I told you guys that. My mom actually likes GOT7. And we've been watching some of their videos and show clips together. But we're watching this one clip where Jackson's like, can we eat now? Can I eat now? And then my mom basically said, like, I bet they don't feed him until he's done for the day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, that's probably right. That's probably how they're kept so thin is they don't feed them.
It's super sad, but hey, that's I guess that's the idol life right now. It's funny that you mentioned GOT7's Jackson, because the next topic we're bringing up is the JB from GOT7 being under fire for his comments on celebrity bromance. You know, Netsians, of course, calling him homophobic because when Youngjae had chosen a place or a location of his choice, JB had commented, this is not a place for two boys. And, you know, Youngjae jokingly said, well, I just wanted to take you here, like, you know, on a date, whatever. And he made a crack saying, don't say that or I'm going to beat you up. And that's where homophobic, you know, him being called homophobic came up.
Yeah, he was actually called slightly homophobic, or it said that he was giving slight homophobic remarks. Now, I'm sorry, but that saying that slightly homophobic, that's more like there was a dick in his face, and then he was like, no, take that dick away. Oh my god, what's he supposed to do? And then they accused him of being slightly homophobic. That's
yeah. This is just, I mean, you gotta think about, like, they're in Korea, you know, we all know that it's a little different over there with the whole, metrosexual.
They haven't accepted it yet.
Exactly.
The skin chips.
But not even that, but his comment was just normal for a straight man to be like, no homo. And that's pretty much what he said, was no homo.
Yeah.
I think it is just blown out of proportion. A lot of our Amino followers said the same thing. Amber, you can comment anytime you want. Don't let us just keep talking.
No,
let us dominate the conversation here, girl.
I agree. Like, when I first saw it, I saw nothing wrong with it. I'm like, okay, whatever. He's just having fun. He's like, he's joking with a friend. He's like, shut up. Like, I'll kill you. Like, just don't touch me. Like, that's funny.
Chugale?
I mean,
right?
I mean, how many times have they grabbed each other's crotches on stage? Yeah. Or
a bunch of times.
You know, like jokingly. Like, I remember there's like a clip where they're all standing together and then Youngjae is trying to grab Junior's hand, but instead he accidentally grazes his crotch. You know, I mean, it's just like they do that all the time.
How many butt touches are there?
Like, I know, right?
Seriously.
How many actual kisses? How many kisses actually connected during some games? So,
or when they do those parodies and then they kiss each other because one of them's pretending to be a girl. I think these Netsians need to chugale, all right?
But did you guys hear the update about that?
What's the update?
Hello.
Well, the update, it was an actual Korean who understands Korean. They translated it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, more. I've heard that one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually a mistranslation.
So it's not necessarily the K netizens. It's just the American people who read the title. And then it's that one person who just blew it up because they want to be like, oh, yeah, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm. It's stupid.
Well, again, we don't know the age of that particular person. It could be a fucking 10-year-old. Like,
it could be a 5-year-old.
I think people need to just stop getting butthurt is what's going on here.
There's nothing to butthurt about.
Yeah. There is nothing to be butthurt about. I just thought this was funny because he
this
just
is
basically
like the
said,
pen is blue.
No homo, bro. Like,
oh,
but really, though, no homo. Another topic that I want to bring up is Saturday Night Live Korea. They're going to end their season 8 apparently early because of this massive controversy. Apparently, the female cast of SNL Korea sexually harasses male idols.
Seriously?
Yeah. And,
Nunas need to back off.
Nunas, you're getting a little too grabby. But apparently when they come back for their new season, they're going to have a new image. So, of course, that tells us that people are getting...
They're going to be getting rid of all the Nunas.
Getting rid of all those...
Them frisky Nunas are getting the sack.
Them frisky Nunas, you know?
What was that whole thing about, anyway? They just lined the idols up and, like, just touched them? Like, okay.
The controversy started because of backstage footage, which showed the female crew members sexually molesting male idol groups, such as B1A4 and Infinite. It was also belatedly discovered that group Block B had suffered similar...
They touched my Sugyu and P.O.? Them bitches!
Yeah. Block B had said that they had also experienced the same treatment from the same very same female crew members. So, you know, of course, they're just like Frosty, they're gonna get the wrath. They've gotten the wrath of the group's fans.
Feel my wrath, bitches. Don't touch my P.O.
One of the comedians came out. Her name is Lisa Young, and she had apologized for her actions and actually announced that she would be leaving the show. So she's definitely one that came out, apologized, and she's leaving the show as well. Now, the full crew of SNL Korea also made a public apology on the very next episode, but soon came under fire yet again, this time for mocking a breast cancer survivor during one of their skits. So, SNL Korea sounds like they're just...
They got problems.
They are just... They're Saturday Night Live. We've watched their skits. They're very Americanized. It's not something that probably normal older generation Koreans would be into. There a lot of stuff that they did.
It's to the new generation. I like the one where the kid keeps, like, he's playing video games and then he's trying to get the sauce out of the bottle and his mom keeps thinking he's jerking off.
Oh yeah. Terrible.
And then she keeps giving him presents.
Oh man.
Like that one was that clip was hilarious. I love it.
I like the Infinite one. Now that they said this, it's just kind of crazy to think that
it kind of darkens that.
Yeah,
that
it kind of darkens that whole thing,
the Infinite Pentagon thing, that was
yeah,
hilarious.
Exactly. The frisky Nunas though. Shame on you. Shame on
SNL
you.
Nunas. Shame.
We know the temptation, Nuna.
But keep your hands off.
Keep calm and just say no.
Calm your titties, girls. Calm your titties.
We understand, but no.
Yes, but no.
You just can't do that.
Yes, but no. Yeah. Oh, man. Another unhappier news. Beast is not done. Even though they've left, their contracts are, you know, no longer... valid with Cube. There's a lot of positive comments from Beast's leader saying that they have a big surprise for the fans coming up soon. So hopefully we'll be seeing Beast come back with a different entertainment company.
Woo! Can't wait. I know Salve can't wait either because Beast was his cherry popper.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that Beast is gonna try to stick together and go with a different company. I was excited that BAP did that when they left their previous company as well. Okay, so let's get out of K-pop. We're going to go into some regular news. One of the things that I wanted to bring up is PewDiePie quitting YouTube. Now, I read the article. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but PewDiePie actually posted a video a couple days ago going into this like kind of rant about how YouTube is conspiring against him because his views are dropping. And, yeah. So pretty much saying that they don't like him because he's not playing into, you know, playing into the ideal image that YouTube wants, or that he is a white man on YouTube.
Well, I mean, there's tons of white guys on YouTube. My kids used to watch, you know, PewDiePie on there. I actually don't like those YouTube people who just play video games. I'm sorry. I think you should do something else.
Well, PewDiePie does do other things now. He started out as a gamer, but he...
Yeah, I know. I just like Dan TDM and then like Markiplier and stuff. Like, I mean, no offense, I'm probably gonna get some shade from that, but I just think you need to do more besides just play video games and then make reaction videos for them. That's just me.
I just think he's noticing a drop in his views between October and November. Even though he said before that he's not into the money, but it's kind of like, I'm sorry, PewDiePie, but sometimes internet fame fades. That just happens.
Andy Warhol said everybody will be famous for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So maybe time's up, PewDiePie.
And I gotta be honest, I used to watch PewDiePie videos, but I honestly haven't watched one in several months. Not only that, but there's just so many YouTubers out there that are doing other things, and who doesn't like change sometimes? People need change. They don't want to just see your face all the time.
Your annoying voice. I'm sorry.
They want something a little different. So, I mean, take for instance, Mychani. You know, Mychani. I loved watching his skits, but I honestly haven't watched him in probably a couple months. I know that Mychani has a podcast, but his normal videos, his vlogs, I could care less. But
no offense.
Yeah, exactly. No offense, Chani. I still rub, but yeah, I gotta be honest. Yeah, I just don't sit there and watch YouTube videos like I used to.
Did you guys ever watch Fred?
No.
Fred?
You don't know who Fred is? Fred was a YouTuber. He had an annoying voice. Like, I think he was like the one who started the annoying voice. Like he was the first. I think he was like one of the first YouTubers to make it big. Cause I remember he was on YouTube doing his little Fred voice, which was like this little high pitched squeak thing that he used a voice changer to edit, and then he ended up getting a show on Nickelodeon.
I don't remember that.
Oh wait, yeah, no, I know. I remember him. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Like, I mean, who? Nobody knows who Fred is anymore. You know?
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm sorry, PewDiePie, but internet fame is fleeting.
It is. It really is. In other news, we did, in our neck of the woods, I guess you would say, we had a man posing as a police officer.
Oh my god, yeah. So in our lovely city of Vancouver, where we normally record our show, a man posed as a police officer and sexually assaulted a woman and videotaped it. Supposedly, police are looking for more victims, as when the woman reported the rape, they did the search, they found that the man had all the stuff to impersonate a police officer, and it also appeared that he had trophies from further victims. So police are now trying to get women in Vancouver who may have been assaulted by this man posing as a police officer. And it looks like he also had video footage of him raping one woman already.
They're trying to get more people to come out and say that he actually did this. Now, his last victim, that was an escort?
Yeah, right? He called the escort up and told her to come to the house. And then when he got to the house, he posed as a police officer, and of course said that she's arrested because prostitution is illegal here. And then when she went into the house to, I guess, you know, get detained or whatever, that's when he took her hostage and raped her.
Now, okay, so I don't want to, this is going to sound bad, but as an escort, you would think that you would have a backup plan for that if that shit goes down.
Well, not everyone can afford that, though. I mean, if you're trying to feed yourself, you can't pay another man to watch your back for you.
No, I don't know how much.
That's how you get pimp slap and all that.
Yeah, you only got pimp slap by the cane.
You know, she was trying to do it herself. She was trying to be a smart businesswoman peddling what she could. Don't laugh, Nisa.
She's got
it's the oldest profession in the world. I respect those girls.
They
have a trade, they apply it.
Amber, get quiet over there.
Amber's like, what? I don't live there. I live in California.
Well, I'm sure there's a ton of escorts in California, Amber.
Oh, yeah.
Not where I live. I live in the desert.
trust me, they have them there, too.
I know.
They everywhere.
They got them in the desert.
No, like across the street over there.
Across the street at the 7-Eleven. pick one up at the good old grocery outlet.
Sucky, sucky, $5.
What does $5 get me?
Anything you want. Me so horny, baby. Me love you long time. Hey, baby, you got girlfriend in Vietnam?
I love that line. That's really sad as an Asian woman to love that line.
Me so horny. Me love you long time. That girl had hairy pits.
Oh, she did. Well. Oh man. Oh. So there's not too much movie news going on. I know that Assassin's Creed's coming out, Rogue One's coming out. What's another movie that's gonna come out soon?
The Assassin's Creed, Rogue One.
Oh, well, we're really excited to see those two. We're definitely gonna see those.
Well, yeah, Donnie Yen. The Wall with Lu-Han.
Oh yeah, the Wall with Lu-Han, yeah. Amber, are you excited to go see that one?
I really don't watch movies.
Oh, okay. Well, Lu-Han is going to be in The Wall, the movie with Matt Damon.
Oh, that's really tempting, though. I might.
That's the only reason. That is the only reason why we're. Yeah. No.
Yeah, he has a sex scene. It's in the movie. I was reading an article. Lu-Han supposedly has a sex scene in that movie.
So we're gonna. Is there a teaser? We're gonna see his flute.
Oh God.
We're gonna see if she blows it like a flute. Ooh.
But what if the song plays in the background?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
But like an old ancient acoustic version of it.
On the flute. on the little the Kodo. Oh, the Kodo's Japanese.
Yeah, that is Japanese, but there's an instrument in China that's similar to that. You know what we mean. Like,
yeah. The oboe. Wait, no, that's Japanese too. I'm sorry, I only know Japanese instruments because I'm Japanese.
I wonder if he's going to bend it like a gymnast. You know?
Bend that body like a gymnast.
In other movie news, Fast 8 is getting a retitle. It's going to be called The Fate of the Furious.
You know what? They need to stop. They just need to
stop. I can't believe
after
that.
After Paul Walker died, that should be the end of it.
Oh, man. You know what? Bad Boys 4 is coming out. Did anyone know that there was even a Bad Boys 3?
I do know Bad Boys 3 because I remember the scene where the guy comes to pick up the daughter.
Oh, yes, okay. I just saw him.
And then they're making fun of how tall he is.
Melts into one. It all melts into one. I was like, I can't even remember if I saw Bad Boys 3. So, yeah,
That's another movie franchise that needs to stop. I'm sorry.
A movie that I actually recently saw that I would recommend people checking out because it's actually really interesting. I didn't think it was going to be... I didn't actually think it was going to be that great of a movie, but it's a movie called All You Need Is Love. So it's basically the movie is a twist of what if... heterosexuality is actually considered a sin. And it's actually
it's like a role reversal where a man, if you're a woman, is a wrong.
Sin. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, and as a
that's
as
a nice little twist.
They play into the bullying that homosexuals actually go through.
Yeah, like, so you're straight, you're fucking straight.
it's crazy, and I cried at the end, guys. It was that, like, dramatic. I was like, wow, yeah. I didn't think I was going to have become this emotional over this movie. I thought this was just going to be like, oh, this kind of sounds like an interesting time, you know. I didn't think it was going to be that emotional. I don't know, but it was good.
Another movie that we want to recommend is The Eyes of My Mother.
Oh, yes. We watched that one. That movie is a horror flick, independent horror flick. And that was a pleasant surprise for us.
Yeah, it's all shot in black and white. And I don't know what I thought the movie was going to be. It totally, like, changed from what I thought it was. Like, I thought it was going to be kind of this weird, like, little thing where this girl, maybe she goes on vacation to visit her mom's house, is what I thought it was, because that's what it looked like from the trailer, and then some freaky shit would happen. But then in reality, it's the girl who's doing freaky shit.
Yeah, so it's a good psycho thriller, right?
Suspense, I would think.
Suspense, yeah. Psycho suspense.
Psychological thriller?
Yeah, there we go. Psychological thriller. That's a good one. Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was very interesting. It kept my attention the whole time, and it's hard to keep my attention the whole time because I will look at my phone. But this movie, I was the whole time. I kept looking at you like, what just happened?
Yeah, exactly. Like, whoa, wait a second. This is getting good. All right. So, on our last segment of this episode, we're going to give Amber a K-pop quiz. Pop quiz!
Yay, I'm ready. I've been loving K-pop for 11 years. I think I got it.
All right. Okay. Are you familiar with the band Epic High?
I am, yes.
How many years have they been together?
Oh, man. Well, I discovered them in 2006. But I know they've been together longer than that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, longer than that.
2004 or 5? 2004?
Epic High have been together since 2001.
Ah, no! Oh, okay. 2001.
That's it's okay. Time. How old is Tableau?
35?
Close, 36.
Ah, okay. Oh, that was close. He looks good, though, for 36, too.
Oh, my fucking God, yes, he does.
And
what's
a baby.
What's Tableau's daughter name?
She's got all these Tableau questions. This Tableauism up in here.
Yep, and what does Haru mean?
Day.
Yay, she's got it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, how many members are in Girls' Generation? A, 4, B, 5, C9 or D12.
Not excluding anyone, right?
It should be current.
9? Because Jessica left, though, but yeah.
You are correct. 9. If a member of a... Here, we'll just give you an extra point, Amber. if a member of a group is the maknae, then they are the...
Oh, I don't know. The youngest.
You didn't get that. I would seriously question your K-pop status.
I would question myself.
This is another easy one. Who is the leader of Big Bang?
GD.
Yeah. Yay! This is not as hard, but probably just a little bit harder. What is the Wonder Girls' debut U.S. single? Eat You Up, Nobody, So Hot, or Tell Me?
Nobody. Okay.
Yep, correct.
What animal was Pop accused of walking like when he was on the variety show and had to go to the bathroom in the middle of it?
Oh.
Was it A, a monkey, B, a T-Rex, C, a cow, or D, a dog?
A T-Rex?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes, yes, because he was walking with his hands in front of himself.
Oh.
What is Jungkook's nickname in BTS?
Golden Maknae.
Yes, that was easy, though.
Or Muscle Pig.
Yes, that is true, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Amber's such an army. She's so cute.
Is it showing? Sorry.
I think that's good for the questions.
Yeah. She only got two wrong. She's good.
Yeah. Yay! I aced it. I'm good.
She a K-pop fan.
You passed. You passed, Amber. You no. didn't.
Well, aced you know it. What? Well, would Anna got it, get it right? Huh?
Oh my God.
Okay, oh, no. Fuck no.
No, any of these.
That's right. That's right. That's why I'm here.
She'd be like, huh?
Well, Amber, thanks for joining us on our
show.
Thank
you so much. It was so fun. It's kind of cool to have it like reversed. Like, I'm in a show. It's not my show, you know?
Yeah, right. You don't have to worry about
editing
shit.
I know. Good luck with that.
We're done.
Go ahead and give us your plugins again.
I'm Amber from Fighting Radio, and you guys can check me out on YouTube at Fighting Radio. Just H. It's like H waiting radio. And
yeah, H waiting.
Because no one knows how to pronounce it, but it's fighting. And you can join my show anytime you want. Just go ahead and contact me anywhere, like Twitter, Instagram. Everything is Fighting Radio. And you can talk to people around the world, and we can talk about K-pop news.
Yeah, K-pop news. So if you want more K-pop news, go to Amber's show. Because we only stick our finger in.
Amber's got the whole fist up there.
Yeah.
Maybe next time. Fist. Next time, guys. I know you guys now, so it's not weird.
Not weird at all.
Not
weird
at all.
All right, close the show.
At this time, we would like to thank you for your membership to the Horror Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and now Amino. Like, comment, and share, because we just love, and if you really hated your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry.